Welcome, everybody. Today is January 12th, 2010, and I right before it was time for the call, I was sitting and meditating, and what I experienced was just literally a room full of angels came in, just holding the space for us and working with us even more than holding the space for us. And I totally am experiencing that we have the power of the heavens coming to meet us. And as we were all talking a minute ago, there's been a lot of Yogi Bhajan sightings all over the world. And I'm sitting here right now with his meditation picture in front of me and a candle lit. And he's totally here with us. I completely feel him. And what I'm feeling and getting from Yogi Bhajan right now is just to totally stay in your heart. And when we open our hearts, what happens is then he and the angels and the other higher dimensional beings can come rushing in into our hearts and down into our bodies, and we can channel that energy into the earth from them. And then as the energy comes back up from the earth, that's raising our kundalini so that we're really experiencing a pulsating feeling of light. And with each breath and with each energy of light, pulsation of light from our breath goes out into the universe, what it is it's connecting 3D and 5D in the higher dimensions with the frequency of the earth. And that's what I hear him saying right now. Experience each breath as a breath of light. And so every time you breathe in, you can feel that pulsating feeling. But breathe in from the heart and bring that light in and bring in the essence of these higher frequencies of Yogi Bhajan, of the Ascended Masters. And we're all moving together like a chorus, like a symphony, like a harmony. And from the work we're doing and holding this frequency, what I'm hearing him saying is that ascension is creating a certain harmonic vibration of the earth with the higher dimensions, with the other planets, and the universe is actually pulsing like a harmonic pulsation. And you've heard music of the spheres, that we're moving into this frequency where we can all hear the music of the spheres, and each breath can be musical. And we know that his name, Bhajan, of course, means song, so I guess that's why he's talking to us this way, because he's saying that he's so filled with the love of the music of the spheres. And as we chant and meditate and breathe that in, it's the harmony, it's that pulsating, connecting our own hearts with the hearts of the masters, with his heart. He's saying, right now you can connect with my heart, with the heart of the master, be filled with that love. And that love is going to create a really big space. It's going to open up the space around you. Then that space that's being opened around you will be big enough to include and pull in and attract everything that you need, so you can be totally supported for the work that you're doing right now, which is the real work, which is the higher work, which is the work of ascension, the work of chanting the Nam, the work of vibrating the higher frequencies. So he's totally wanting everybody to get all their needs met, whether it's health needs or financial needs. And what he's saying is, breathe in the abundance and open up your heart space. Remember, the heart is the air element, and that can move into the ethers. And he said everything's available in the ethers, and it's all going to come into you, and it's going to come into you with each breath. So allow it to be there, and let go of any scarcity or any trauma or any emotional pain that you may have experienced in the past, and see those. If you do have imprints coming up of emotional pain or scarcity or lack or any health issues, when you breathe in, if you have that image or that energy or even pain, just see that being exploded, like with light, dots of light, and that's taking you into the quantum field where there is no pain, where there is no lack, where there is no suffering. And that's what he's saying. Right now we're merging into that quantum field where he is, and he's like a mirror. So it's almost like he's saying, if you look up into the clouds, you'll see his face looking down on you. If you look at there's been bright orange sunsets here in San Diego the last few days, and they're incredible. He's saying, look at the fire of the kundalini, it's everywhere around you. And another thing that happened to me when I was meditating, getting ready for this call. And I hadn't heard it at all morning or even recently. All of a sudden, I heard these birds start chirping and singing, actually singing very loudly right outside my door. And he's saying, just hear the sounds of the universe, and feel that you're part of that sound. Feel that you're part of that song, because we are part of that song. So if you're feeling some kind of disconnection or some kind of lack, then he's saying, be part of the song, be part of the pulsation of the song. Put on a chant or put on a shabad and just start singing. He said, it doesn't matter whether you think you can quote on sing or not, if you open your heart and just start even toning and making sounds, then the universe can come rushing into you, because he said, right now there's so much abundance, there's so much that's wanting to interact with us, and so much coming towards us, so we want to keep it to be a flow, like a flow of the infinite. So when we breathe in, we bring the breath in, it's the flow of the infinite with each breath, and we exhale any limitations. And so we're going to be literally feel like we're walking on cloud nine, and we're floating above the lower frequencies that he's saying people that are quote-unquote still stuck on working out their karma. He's saying everybody here in the Shakti Activation Group is way beyond that, so don't doubt that. Don't doubt the fact that you're beyond working out your karma. You can be floating on cloud nine, he's saying. You can be floating in these higher frequencies. So just allow that to be real, because it is real. It's as real as the breath that you take in. It's that real. His presence is as real as every breath that we breathe. So he's saying, don't doubt anything. It's doubt that brings people's frequency down. There's one thing that brings people's frequency down. It's that doubt, which is like a cloud over the light of the infinite. And he's saying, know that spirit does breathe you. That spirit gave you life. And as we breathe in with spirit, that we can be expanded. We can expand this frequency onto the planet. And with 2010, it is the light of the radiant body. Those three tens that we talked about last week are the radiance. And right now the radiance is just exploding and bursting in these higher frequencies. And we're bringing it onto the planet. And that's why everybody is so important right now. And he's saying, right now in this moment, just being with him on this call and the other yogi bhajan sightings, and he's laughing about that term that I made up, that you're experiencing is just expanding your radiant body right now. And he'll continue to work on you to expand your radiant body, which will, of course, raise the frequency on the planet and your own frequency. And he's saying that remember your breathing and the one-minute breath and the breath of fire. And at every moment, if something troubles you, just go into the breath and allow the breath to heal whatever it is that needs healing in you. And know that anything that needs healing is seen as a shadow around you. So keep breathing into that, slowing your breath down, and you'll be shown, and he'll come to you, and he'll work with each person personally on whatever it is they're trying to work through, because he's saying there is no karma. Everything can be moved very quickly right now into something that feels really good, and it's not lofty or airy-fairy. It's a really good feeling, because we're in our bodies. We're experiencing these beautiful feelings, like a flow of energy, a flow of light, a flow of liquid light coming through our bodies right now. And it's this moment where our breath is like liquid light. It's like the beautiful warm glow of those red sun scents that I've been seeing. So we can feel the feeling of glowing, which is the radiant body. The feeling of expressing our radiant body is that we're glowing. We're glowing kind of these soft colors. And when people come in our field, they'll be able to experience these soft flowing colors, which they just may feel soothed, or they may feel comforted, or they may feel relieved. So that's the power of our presence on the planet right now. And he's saying, I'm so happy that everybody here is walking in the light of this radiance. And he's saying, continue to walk towards me, that he is our reflection. He is our mirror. And we're just mirror images of him. And he's mirror images of us. And he's saying that he does need us. And the ascended masters on the other side do need us. We are a team. We are important team members. Everybody's very valuable and very important. And it's just in this moment, it's an explosion of light and joy, like fireworks going off. And that's what I'm experiencing from him right now in this beautiful moment that we're all sharing together. Wow. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. It's moving through me very beautifully. Other thing that he's talking to us about right now is like really living in that presence from vision, which has to do with having our third eyes open. So as you breathe in, breathe the energy up through the root, diaphragm, up through the neck, to the third eye. So remember to even pull the slight lock, so the root lock, diaphragm, lifting up on the diaphragm, and neck lock, pulling back on the chin so that your spine's straight. And then you can allow the flow and the movement of the spine. So connecting with the third eye, the more that we're pulsing with the third eye and our third eye is open, the more that his vibration and the vibration of the angels and ascended masters of the higher frequencies can pulsate with us. And we're going to talk a little bit about the vibration of the third eye, what that is, so you can have more of a reference point. And so when the third eye is open, what happens is we've moved into a plane, a dimension where we are able to pulsate with cosmic or universal frequencies, cosmic laws. We are really living in that law of attraction, as an example. And our two physical eyes merge with the third eye. So we, because of that merging, we experience the oneness of everything, and we know that we are part of the oneness of the universe, and we're out of duality. This takes us out of the plane of duality into these higher frequencies, so we experience, as I said, the song, the dance of the universe, and we know that we're part of that. And this is where the mastery comes in, the mastery of really feeling that oneness in these higher frequencies. And in the third eye, in the Ajna chakra, this is the place of eternal time. It's the place where the yogi lives in eternal time, beyond the pull of the tattvas or the elements. And when we get to this, for each chakra, there's a different element that we're working with. As an example, the first chakra is earth, second chakra water, third chakra fire, fourth chakra air, and fifth chakra ether. When we get to the third eye, we're beyond the tattvas, beyond the elements. In other words, we're beyond the pull of duality. So there's just an experience of living in the bliss of oneness. Oneness can sound like a term that maybe we've heard so many times, but there's so much in that. It just opens everything up. And at this point, there's just that vibration of thought or truth that comes through. And that's what we're pulsating. That's what we're breathing with. We're now aligning with these universal forces and bringing these through onto the earth plane. And it's at this point, when we're in our third eye or the Ajna chakra, that this is where light forms around us. A light forms around you. And this is seen as that halo or aura, but it's whether people can actually see that or not, that's the radiant body that we're talking about, 2010, the radiant body. So this is the year to really work on your Ajna chakra, your third eye. Really pull the breath up from the root, pulling the root chakra, pulling Mulabandha, pulling up on the diaphragm, pulling the neck lock, pulling the breath up and focusing it out your third eye like a thousand star systems or something. Like you're just letting your third eye expand into the cosmos with your breath. So pulsing that with the breath and really opening up your third eye. And as you do that, just know that with each breath that you are becoming that universal being. You are becoming that ascended master as you walk upon the earth. You are helping everything in the galaxies to move, everything to move into harmony, and you are so much more powerful than we've actually been taught. As we move into the Ajna chakra, we have the experience Shiva and Shakti, the male and the female polarities becoming one. We've talked a lot about with the eclipses and the Venus energy coming onto the planet, the Earth being awakened, Gaia, the feminine energies being awakened. At the third eye, we really experience that Shiva and Shakti, the male and the female polarities, are one. It becomes a dance. We watch the dance of duality, and we see it as a dance, not as separate. We don't see duality. We don't see one thing being better than the other. We don't see night being better than day. We don't see good and evil. We see the play of polarities. We see if maybe something that seemed as a very big atrocity, there's an equal amount of light. And we know that we just need to be in that infinity symbol where we're bringing that light and we're putting it on that area of darkness. So if we get information about something that seems painful, we know that we pull from our breath, from the other side of the infinity symbol, the upside down eight, we push that light into that shadow area, the area where maybe people are hungry or there's something where people need more light. That needs to be uplifted. And I have been experiencing my meditations that I mean taking places where people do need light. I was floating above the Golden Temple a few days ago and just sending the blessing of light in my subtle body, sending the blessing of light down on those people that came there for comfort. So you can do that too. As you feel your consciousness go to different areas where people need light, with the radiance, with your third eye, with your Ajna chakra being opened, you have that ability to use this radiance, this frequency, to be a duality buster, to break up these areas where there's darkness, to move into those areas, and you are causing a change. You are affecting a beautiful change, and you are doing it in this moment. And together, because of the unity of our group, we are totally affecting really wonderful changes and bringing a lot of light onto the planet. We'll talk a couple more things about the Ajna chakra. Its essence is light, the place of non-duality. In this place, we have the ability to command. We have our intuition. In other words, we're receiving guidance. We live from vision, from the higher vision, rather than being, we're at the causal plane, rather than at effect. We are clairvoyant. We can start to see what's going, know other dimensions of what's happening. We're beyond time and space. We're not limited by a linear dimension. We're multidimensional. We have light emanating from our pineal gland, and we're moving in a current of light, and we've moved into the quantum reality. We're able to take quantum leaps, quantum jumps, because it's light. The quantum field is actually light leaping from one electron to another. So this radiance, this light that we're emanating from our third eye is affecting the quantum field because it's leaping from one element to the other. This is what's happening. We're in that space of thought or truth where we're aligned with universal principles. We're not affected by, the illusions around us start to fall away as we feel the power of the truth, the universal truth come through us, giving us strength in our physical bodies. And we're not controlled by being pulled off course by this little thing or that little thing. We're able to stay in that power of the truth, and we're able to stay in our courage, in our heart, in our love. We're able to move from fear into love and stay with an open heart in our physical body, so we ground that in on the earth. And I'm going to go ahead and take a breath in, a breath up from the earth and down to the earth, and I invite everybody to do that with me. And I see Yogi Bhajan smiling at me right now from the meditation picture. He's saying yes, and he's telling everybody, good job. And he's smiling and laughing with us, and he's saying he's dancing, and he's saying Waheguru, and that's what I feel is happening right now, and that isn't what I had actually had planned to say, but that's the message that came through from Yogi Bhajan for us today. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the line here in a minute. Hang on.